This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Well, I want to begin today by asking you a question. Have you ever experienced a meeting with someone who seemed so completely ordinary at first, but turned out later to change your life completely? Now, perhaps it was a teacher or a colleague or a neighbor or a stranger on a journey or even someone who offered that simple word of encouragement at exactly the right time. The reality is that often we only recognize the significance of a person or a moment after it has already taken place. Certainly that's been the case in my life. And this seems to be exactly what Hebrews 13 says when it says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that some have entertained angels without knowing it." Now, of course, the point of that passage is not really about angels. The point is that God often comes to us disguised in very ordinary encounters. Now, notice what the writer to the Hebrews doesn't say. The writer doesn't say, "Do not refuse strangers." He says, "Do not neglect strangers." Now, neglect is usually not intentional. We neglect things sometimes because we are distracted or busy or we are tired or we are preoccupied with other concerns. And perhaps one of the greatest spiritual dangers in modern life is that we become so preoccupied with ourselves that we stop noticing where God is at work around us. We missed opportunities for kindness and opportunities for encouragement, opportunities for service, opportunities to encounter God. And of course, this can be with persons that we don't know, but also those whom we love, a spouse, a child, a person who we encounter in the shopping center. Now, John Wesley, who was the founder of the Methodist Church in the 17th century, summed this up beautifully. He wrote, I quote, "One of the principal rules of religion is to lose no occasion for serving God." Now, that old English phrase, "lose no occasion," literally meant that for Wesley, discipleship wasn't about grand religious achievements. It was about recognizing that God is present in all these ordinary opportunities. And in fact, Wesley went on to say that the best way to serve the God whom we have not seen, this is very scriptural, is to serve him in the presence of the people who we do see. Now, the interesting thing is that both the writer of the Hebrews and John Wesley said that we serve God not only through the people we like, not only through people who belong to our group, not only through whoever we find, relates to us, but sometimes we can serve God through the colleague, the cashier, the child, the elderly neighbor, the stranger, the newcomer, the person who would otherwise pass us by. Now, one of the remarkable themes in Scripture is that God often appears where we least expect God to be. Abraham welcomed three strangers and discovered that God was present amongst them. The disciples, remember that, on the road to Emmaus, walked with Jesus for hours before recognizing him. Mary Magdalene mistook the risen Christ for a gardener. So again and again in Scripture, we can see this is something which seems common to people throughout all ages and throughout history. And certainly, it's something I think that I've done myself, neglected to recognize God in the midst of strangers. Now, we're living in a time where people are being increasingly encouraged to view others with suspicion. Social media trains us to categorize people quickly. Politics often teaches us to divide the world into us and them. But Hebrews reminds us that when we stop seeing people as persons, we may miss the opportunity for something sacred. The stranger isn't merely a problem to solve. The stranger may be an opportunity to encounter God's grace. The newcomer may teach us something because they are different from us. The outsider may reveal something about ourselves. The person who seems different from us may become the very person through whom God blesses us. So perhaps the challenge for today is a simple one, and I want to invite you to think about this. Pay attention. Who is God placing in your path today? Who needs some encouragement? Who needs a word of kindness or a small act of kindness? Who needs to be noticed? Who might be carrying a burden that no one else can see? And before the day is over, there will almost certainly be an opportunity to serve God by serving another person. And so, yeah, today as I fly home from Cape Town to Amsterdam, I'm going to meet many people. It might be the person I sit next to on the plane, someone I meet at the counter. But I want to say, Lord, let me not miss the opportunity to encounter you in the midst of the stranger. As Wesley would have said, lose no occasion for serving God.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.